joining us for another intriguing edition of the Stack Pack. Perhaps you can help solve a mystery. Hello, guys. Welcome to the Stack Pack for another week. Volume 3, Episode 2 of Netflix's Unsolved Mysteries is what we're talking about today. I'm David Howell, as always, joined by home Dan, Mr. Daniel Benavidez. Also, we have Dan Derwin out there in Staten Island. Been a while. How's it going, buddy?
Good. How are you guys? Good to be back.
Yeah, we're good. It's been a while. It looks like you're in a new house that's of similar
style.
Looks exactly the same, so it's like I never left.
I mean, if
home
you
sweet home part two.
If I didn't like follow you on social media, I wouldn't probably wouldn't have known.
Well, it's new to me, so it's great. Yeah,
yeah. You know what? This whole situation is new to Mondo, so yeah, everything's good.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
and then once again, we have Mondo Portillo joining us as well to gossip about some aliens over Lake Michigan, right?
Because aliens.
Yeah. So yeah, this was 1994. I like this episode a lot. Actually, it kind of makes up for last episode because a lot of it's just a cool sighting because so many people saw it and yeah, man. And I just feel bad for this poor weather guy who whose career he was pretty much like laughed out of town. Because he just was staring at a fucking radar, right? Like, poor guy, man.
I mean, just for the record, though, he looks and dresses just like a fucking meteorologist. So, he had like that drab like a shirt that Bill Paxton wears in Twister. You know, like that button up.
What's up with the weird?
He's just missing the vest.
He secretly has a poster of Dorothy.
Dirty boots. What's yeah, khakis.
What's that weird flap that older guys have on the back of their shirt? Like, it's a...
The net?
It's like a dorsal fin. It's like, I don't know what the hell that is. yeah, and Mondo's also noticing his tight haircut. Like, it was like a perfect bushy old man hair. Like, it was weird.
It was a little high off of the back. Like, it was a short... Back. It was a short haircut. Thing, yeah. Yeah, it's a short haircut.
Yeah, but he's still
he's got like a lot of hair in the back, but it ends early.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. It's
like, you want to know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of the actor that plays that Area 51 agent in that X-Files two-parter where Mulder and Scully like go investigate the Aurora Project because some like 98 Navajo Indian woman is now like a test pilot, and the test pilot's now a 98-year-old Navajo woman.
Oh, my God. That...
I mean, do you know which
age? Like he's talking about, but just the profession itself.
He's and like the character is like this really dorky, like CIA Area 51 dude. That's like his wife's about to leave him because he just comes home late at night and like watches porn on the couch.
God, I do not remember that character. I vaguely remember. It's like it's an old Native American woman, like inside of like a test pilot, like rocket or some weird shit like
it's
that.
It's a two-parter. It's one of my favorite X-Files episodes.
So that resembles the meteorologist.
Now it's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a deep, deep cut. But yeah. I mean, this is a podcast about a show from the 90s, so I'm pretty sure people listening are like,
I love it.
Yeah, and I love the X-Files, but I really only have probably seen it all like one good time.
That shit's my Lost.
Oh, man. Yeah. I want to rewatch Lost, but that's a whole journey. But anyway, so I don't know how do you start talking about this? You talk about the family.
I mean, I kind of like the fact that you started with Jack because, like, he is like the linchpin of the whole.
He's the through line. There's not much point with these one cases. There's not much point in like retelling the story. You know, this is I think pretty fresh in people's minds, right? You know, I mean, we're a little late, but yeah.
When did these come out? As much as I love Unsolved Mysteries, I have not watched any of these volumes until tonight, this one.
I believe they were released like over, like, I think they released them in October over like a couple of weeks. I think they did like 3, 3, and 3. Just to kind of.
That sounds right. Halloween time.
Yeah, just to kind of spread it out for the spooky season. So yeah, we're super late, but, you know, since it's one case, might as well just to get into it. There is the old lady at first,
who
was she a Navajo Indian?
Doesn't everybody seem kind of horny for the aliens at the end of this episode? Like,
yeah, yeah.
That lady
that's
was
a good bumper sticker.
Horny for the aliens. Honk
horny
if you're,
for aliens.
Honk if you're horny for the aliens. Well, at the end, she's like talks about how she was so proud to be part of that special day, and then that lady was just like, this is one of the best days of my life. She's like, my kids and aliens. Those are the two greatest things that have ever happened to me. It's like,
yeah, the episode starts off with two older ladies. There's the one who had the kids that you mentioned, you know, I had two kids, my favorite. And then there was the first woman who had all those fucking cookie jars on the counter. That old woman looking out the window.
Bowls.
She had a cat, a dog.
Yeah.
Fucking Cookie Monster. Oh my God. How does she make food?
I just want to see, like, it'd be funny if, like, in every interstitial, there's just a different, like, animal in her lap.
Dude, she was a fucking hoarder.
Straight hoarder.
Straight hoarder, yeah.
You know that's the best little corner of her house, too. Like, they looked around.
Yeah, the Unsolved Mysteries crew was like, we can clean this up a little bit, yeah.
These are nicely done. This is Netflix, you know. This ain't the 90s...
isn't, you know, NBC in 1988.
Yeah, where they're like, oh, the crime here happened last week? All right, let's all pretend to do it again and film it for the cameras. The guy's still on the loose. He might be around. Let's reenact his crime for the cameras.
Yeah, he's still out there wanted, born 1936.
That is what happened. I don't know if anybody recalls the episode. This guy that Dan tours with, he's a video guy for like Kevin Hart, he played a murderer on an episode of Unsolved Mysteries. He played the killer.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and he like called in and we had him on the podcast and he was saying that, like, yeah, that guy was still on
that
the
was
loose.
Great.
What?
That guy was still on the loose and he could have been returning to the area because he knew like his wife lived there and stuff like that. So he was like, everyone was kind of on edge.
Damn.
And he did play a pretty scary murderer, but yeah.
Yeah, he was the dude in the military fatigues, right?
Yeah. Who just like walks in and like murders his, like wife and kid.
Murders right? Two people and shoots her, but I think she lived and she was paralyzed, but
yeah, it's just
anyway.
Fucked up.
Yeah. He was also a Klingon in Star Trek Voyager, I think.
Oh yeah.
That's a good connect, Dan. Good job.
Yeah. He had multiple appearances with Dennis Franz on NYPD Blue as well. Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, he's cool. What's his name?
L.
But what's the credit? L.
Sydney.
Yeah, L. Sydney. L. Sydney, I think is what it is. Yeah. Anyway, back to aliens. So we have the family and the kids saw it too. And there's actually, if you Google this, there's a really cool news article and it's that family with the girl who says they saw everything. It's pretty sweet.
Holly Graves.
Is that the same family where?
Yeah.
The kids screaming in the background. Yep. Like,
that's
look,
the same,
look up,
that's the same
look
family.
Up. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then there's the, and then they're like, the couple waits outside for the cop and then the cop sits there and is just like confused as fuck with them for a long, good long time.
Jeffrey Velthaus, sergeant.
Yeah. I also like when the cops get involved and it's so great that they buried this and were such dicks to, what's our main character's name? What's the guy? With
Jack Bashong.
Jack. Oh, you got the names. Thank you so much. Oh man!
Fucking taking notes, baby.
We didn't do
2023.
Yeah.
As soon as the episode was over, I was like, "All right, Wikipedia," and I was like, "Fuck!" And, like everything's just so vague. Yeah.
Got my notes.
Nice. Yeah. So Jack, Jack's call with is it the sergeant that we talked to?
The sergeant, the cops. I don't know if that's the same cop that calls him at the meteorologist station, but that's the cop that's involved with the Holly Graves family, Jeffrey Velthaus.
Of that, the Belt House fortune.
I love of the West Memphis Belt Houses.
Of Belt, yeah, what a Belt name. House Manor.
Belt House Manor Incorporated LLC.
I saw Cats the play at the Belt House on Broadway.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's the one.
Yeah, we were talking about that awesome call where it's just like, man, did you see anything weird? And it's just like people get lots of UFO calls. I wonder how accurate their little remakes of the radar footage is, you know.
I love that. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool.
And
I actually wrote down that I was like impressed with like all the visual effects from like front to back.
On your
like
notes?
I actually wrote it down.
Impressed.
Those knobs. I put an exclamation mark. I love like stuff. They showed like Lake Michigan, and they showed like, you know, like they showed the overhead of like where they congregated over the water with the ice, and like where there was no ice.
Yeah.
And even just like you said, like the radar effects, you don't know how accurate that was, but like just that they showed that, it was pretty cool, you know?
So I'm a little confused about that. Was one part, I think we all were. Was he saying that the UFOs were following his radar?
Yes.
Cause that seems because
every
like.
Time, yeah. Every time that the radar would move, they would show the beam, and then they would move and still go into the same formation. And I think later in the episode, he said something like, the only way that they would fit all three of them in the radar in a triangle would be if they knew the formation of the radar beam, something like that.
Yeah. Like the width.
The only way that they could fit symmetrically is if they knew where it was, something like that.
Yeah. I don't like that. That seems like it's got to, it seems weird.
I don't like it.
It just seems like it might be, that seems glitchy, right? Or do you think UFOs are just,
I see radars are
fucking with him?
Well, I got some theories.
Oh, Dan's got, he's been saying that. He's just sitting back there.
I like Dan's theories. Yeah. I always like listening to Dan's theories.
Well, let's talk about some more of the weird stuff. Because does your theory explain that couple camping that saw a 5,000-foot waterfall?
No, it doesn't. It does not.
That's pretty rad. Maybe. That's my favorite. That's fucking scary. Dude, what the fuck? If you saw that, hell no.
Yeah, and then what's his name? And then Jack corroborated it by saying that at that point, at that time, that they were camping, you know, 11 to midnight or whatever it was, that it was like it was hovering right above them camping. Like it added up. I mean, whether or not that fucking happened is another discussion. But according to the radar notes that he had and the camper's, you know, eyewitness report, everything lined up time-wise and geographic location.
Amazing to me.
Yeah.
Who goes camping on a beach in like
in the March, cold the months. Michigan March?
Like
they said it was cold fucking, it was clear, but it was a cold night. You can only imagine Lake Michigan in March.
They said the lake was still frozen.
They were planning on banging it out all night, keeping it warm.
old turtle dick.
They were keeping the stink in. Whole new meaning to turtling.
Old turtle dick on the beach. Okay.
No. Way to turtle. Way to
There's
turtle.
A frozen head job under that tree.
Oh, man. Frosty tug.
That's a, that's a callback.
The old frosty tug.
Hand jobs under.
Jesus Christ.
She's like, couldn't even make it happen if you wanted to, poor fella.
No. Your eyes are your eyes are closed real tight. Just nothing's going on.
The male witness in this wasn't Prince Harry by chance, was it?
Oh, with his
frostbitten todger.
His todger. His todger. My todger. I didn't get that whole story, but something about I know South Park made fun of him having a blue penis. So the royals are just like us.
Yeah, you know, we all safari in Antarctica and.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. Prince Harry wrote something about like how he got frostbite on his dick and in his book. And he called he called his dick his Todger. His Todger, which is a fun name.
Meesh.
And then awkwardly talked about how some ointment brought up fond memories of his mom while he was applying it to his dick, which was a little awkward.
Yeah, that was a little awkward.
He got hot mom.
Actually, that sounds like on par for royal family, though. Never mind.
They are totally, it all adds up. They're known for generations of inbreeding. Like, he's got a hot mom. It's fine. Anyway, it's in his blood.
It's in his balls.
It's in his blood.
His balls or his blood?
His blood. I said blood.
Okay. Or both. No, I thought you said, I was with Mondo on that one. It sounded like balls.
I was trying to say.
The hound saying blood.
Yeah. Anyway, aliens.
Yes. No turtles. Aliens.
Well, one and the same if you're reading Stephen King's It.
Ooh.
What? Okay, so big ass waterfall. I'm trying to think if there's anything else before. If there's anything else before, I want Dan's theories.
Ooh, theories. Yes,
I do want to talk a little bit about how they like straight up gaslit old Mark. What's his name? Did I say, is that right? No.
Jack. Bouchong.
Mr. Bouchong. They kind of like fucked him over, gaslit him, even eventually just told him to leave town. But he was never, he still worked for the weather, what do you call it?
The weather service. Just he went down to Georgia.
Yeah.
But I don't get why you feel like they made him move.
That's
because they hung paper plates in his office.
Yeah, and everybody was
UFOs.
So they were just laughing at him.
Obviously.
He was just really just like embarrassed.
He hates paper plates. He has a huge fear of things you eat on.
Styrofoam.
Made of paper. He only eats off of a napkin now.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
It makes sense.
He hasn't used a Dixie plate in about 25 years.
He's scarred.
Yes. Ceramic only.
PTSD. Can never go to a barbecue.
he just eats over a trash can.
Bachelor living.
Everyone just thinks he's crazy, poor guy. But yeah, I guess maybe because he, like you said, he had friends and family in town. He just, everybody knew who he was, and he was just always going to be that guy. And that the weather people didn't like that, the weather service. I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah, he said that one of his supervisors straight up ended up just telling him, like.
Supervisor Leo.
Get out of Michigan. That's fucked up, dude.
Poor I kind of feel like they sped that part up real quick because, like, at first it sounded all legit. And then, like, he came to work, whatever, the next day or a couple days later. And then, like, they hung the paper plates. And then within 30 seconds, he was like, and then I went to Georgia because I was embarrassed. And you're going, like, what? I mean, like, you saw what you saw. Like, look at the radar reports. I'm sure they have them, right? Like, could you look back and be like, yo, that was fucked up? Like
not
that
off.
It has to be UFOs, of course. Like, but like something went wrong. Even if the machine, like Dave said earlier, if the machine glitched, that's one explanation.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't explain it, so be it. But you got to fucking scare this guy out of town. I mean, look at the notes.
You hear a lot of the call in the episode, and he seems as just as confused and dumbfounded as everyone else. Right? He's just like, this is weird.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, it's, you know, it's funny as we were watching The Fog the other day. Where, you know, it's about the radio DJ, and then she's talking to the weather guy who's, like, helping her because...
Adrian Barbeau.
Yeah. And then we immediately made the terrible mistake of watching the remake of The Fog from 2005.
I've never seen it.
Worst choice ever.
That was the first time I've ever seen it.
Oh, it's trash, yeah. I mean, I knew it was going to be. It's had, like, 4% on Rotten Tomatoes. But that's like one of my favorite movies. So I was like, yeah, we've got to watch this remake. It was fucking shitty. Selma Blair was the Adrian Barbeau role, and Tom Welling was not as cool as Tom Atkins. That's funny. Tom Atkins, a genre actor, guy with mustache from Creepshow.
And oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He's great. he actually doesn't have a mustache in The Fog. It bothered the fuck out of me. But anyway, yeah, that was reminding me of The Fog, the guy. Reporting to somebody from a weather station.
It's a shame this UFO event didn't happen in, I don't know, today's atmosphere, because, you know, if this happened today, we would just do what we did a couple of weeks ago and just, you know, send up a couple of F-22s and just, you know, shoot whatever the fuck it was out of the sky. Speaking of which, the original description that they talk about of the UFO was a metallic cylindrical object. Oddly enough, what did they shoot down over Alaska? Cylindrical object.
So are you saying that whatever,
or maybe it was China, who knows, maybe it was a big old Chinese weather balloon.
Shit.
But I feel like that information, like right now, like they told us what the fuck it was, you know, like we read about it in the paper within 12 hours of it happening. In fact, what we've read about, you know, four or five different objects in the sky that were shot out, Canada,
yeah,
whatever. Like, so I feel like we're getting that news instantly, but back then they're just like, you're going to Atlanta.
You saw something? Shut the fuck up. Pack your bags.
Get the fuck out of here. Take your plates and beat it, Jack.
Take your paper plates.
Take your paper plates and leave town.
What? You're a fucking liar about UFOs and you don't recycle? Take the fucking plates.
Yeah. Now I'm buying a bagel and I get a tweet telling me about some Chinese balloon. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And, you know, finish my order and move on. Like the information is being told to us back then. Like, what were they hiding or what was it? Or,
and this poor guy is like seeing it on radar and they're like, pack your shit and leave.
Yeah. You work here and you know what you're talking about, but you're an idiot. Like, come on.
That's my conspiracy theory for this. It's a shame it just didn't happen today.
Oh, that's all you have?
Nothing happens today. That was it? That's the problem.
Your theory is just like a hobbyist balloon?
Come on.
With a 5,000...
We thought you had something juicy.
There's a lot of like questionable things about this whole thing. It's just like just not only between the radar data that the guy observed, but all the other witnesses that just saw what was going on over the water and just in general. Like the 911 calls correlate with what was seen on the radar of three objects moving in a leapfrogging pattern, always landing in a triangle and
being all Christmas lighted up and pretty.
Yeah, the red and greens,
Let's not forget the fact that those lights were also seen in Chicago, all the way to Chicago. So,
42 counties in Michigan alone.
Exactly. So that's, you know, that's a pretty huge distance, you know, around.
And they also had those two pilots towards the end of the episode that, you know, didn't use their names. They didn't want to say who they worked for, but they witnessed it flying into O'Hare. And it was something cut in front of the plane at a top speed, and they called anonymously.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I thought you said that. At first I was like, what, they witnessed the fucking UFO landing at O'Hare?
Terminal C. Obviously, yeah. Over 300 witnesses between the people that called, the people who contacted news outlets. I think within the whole episode they said about 300 witnesses total, which is pretty incredible. They saw something. So, you know, what it was is another story, but 300 people fucking had their night changed.
Night changed and lives.
Yes.
Because, I mean our main talking dude, like, after he retired from the Weather Service, moved back to Michigan specifically to continue investigating what the fuck he saw. To
swing his dick at his former employer.
Yeah. Can we also talk about the super, like, light a match? That spark of romance between the MUFON agent and Mark.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Meeting for the first time.
Oh my goodness. Virginia just wanted a bone. Straight bone.
Yeah, dude. There was sparks of flying.
There's a lot of holes he wants to fill.
Yeah, no, he says gaps. There's lots of gaps that he wanted to fill in, and
gaps, holes, same thing.
It was
voids in space.
We just got it in our head that there was just like something sexual, and then everything tension. They said was just perfect.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're terrible.
He came,
but yeah, no.
He came into that Denny's strutting. He was wearing his Jupe cologne. You know, and so what? You know,
his freshly manicured weird back of the head,
his weird hair, back hair, his little bowl. Hair.
Yeah,
he's more of a cool water type of guy.
Ooh, cool water.
So? Yeah.
All right. No Fahrenheit for Mr. Jack.
whatever's on sale at the Macy's
Polo Sport. Yeah.
It's interesting to talk about that lady because she was the original MUFON investigator who went down there and interviewed a bunch of people. She's the one who told the story about the crazy waterfall, right?
Yes. Yeah. Her name is Virginia Tilley.
Yeah, she was. And then they talk a little bit about MUFON, Mutual UFO Network, which if you like, give them some money and study, you can actually join them and get certified to go investigate UFO sightings, which seems great. But I feel like if you do that, you spend all your money doing it. It's just like
I never heard of that organization before.
Really?
That was my first time for sure.
MUFON. Yeah.
That's how.
Yeah. Mondo was saying that he followed them and they even have a podcast. I didn't know.
Yeah. You can watch it on YouTube.
Oh, that's cool. I like that they're there. I mean, but all the disclosure, we should really be thanking Tom DeLong.
Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah. Tom DeLong and the
Famous Stars and Straps.
That's Travis Barker.
That's Travis Barker's. Yeah, his was Travis. Macbeth.
Wait, I thought Travis was the
Atticus.
Well, Atticus, but
Atticus was Mark Hoppus. Huh?
Yeah. Tom DeLong was Macbeth because I had a pair of his shoes.
Oh God,
ugh, Macbeth. God,
<Fuck. laughs> terrible. They were just like all black and like they just had an M. It was very basic, and I paid like
what a nightmare.
So much.
$70 for those shoes.
We were at the shoe store the other day, and the DC, they had a bunch of DC shoes, skate shoes. They look exactly the same from when we were like teenagers. Like
the big tongues.
Yeah, like they haven't updated it or made them look like cooler, like, you know, simpler.
That's a style. But there's people that wear that, like, they make it their fit.
That's I don't know. Do they still have the fat laces?
Yeah, if they want them. Yeah.
If you want. Yeah, I guess if you want.
I've been wearing Converse since high school. I still just, like, once a year on Amazon, just order a pair of Converse and that's it. That's all I got.
I get all mine from Goodwill, and I'm like really lucky that to find brand new pairs that, like, never been worn. Like, I found new ones. Yeah,
there you go.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. Converse. Yeah, we just went and got some simple ass kicks too. Everything's too fancy now. It's a derivative of, like, that weird Kanye shoe, that weird shape. You know.
Meanwhile, everyone's foot is the
Yeezys
same shape
or something.
Yeah. I just want a sneaker and just want something simple, which is usually a Van or a Converse.
A Van.
And the aliens are coming for our shoes too, right? Let's get back into
it. Ooh, that's a good transition. I like that. Fucking smooth.
So No Men in Black came when these people hung out and talked about their weird UFO experiences.
He used that, or she did. One of them used that term too.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
MUFON lady.
She knows about those Men in Black. Men in Black stories are really creepy and scary.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Is this just a government crafts that we don't know about? Is this or is this aliens? What do you guys think?
I mean, that's just a good question because I don't know. Obviously, I think people saw something.
Yeah.
And it can't be explained, but I'm sure somebody could explain it. They just won't. That's my opinion.
Yeah. That kind of leads to something man-made, even though, I don't know, in 1994, it's weird.
I have a feeling that what they saw, they did actually see something. As it being extraterrestrial, no. Military, definitely.
Most likely, yeah.
I mean, but also we got to take, like, what's in that area? Are there any Air Force bases or
Navy
Marine yards?
Yeah, in Chicago, there's the Navy, the Navy pier and all that.
So, I mean, it could be a possibility. What if it was, because they said they flew in a triangular formation. I mean, that's sounds similar military. To like how aircraft fly when they're flying in formation, generally in a triangle or a diamond shape. What if they were F-117s? Also, the weird thing is, like, sucking up water, but what if those campers are, like, I don't know, maybe doing LSD or mushrooms or...
those campers are having some reefer. Kind of night, huh?
I mean...
just trying to get
little,
it in.
A little
anyway
too
they
much
can.
Fun.
A little too much fun.
I don't
fun.
Know. It's just, like, that's... Their witness account seems the most unrealistic out of all the 300, or at least the ones that are given to us.
Yes, a 6,000-foot water tornado is a little wild.
Like, I mean, you only see that in 1994's Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah, which came out that year.
Another throwback to Twister here.
Which came out that year.
I love that movie.
Twister was on everybody's brain. That's what it was.
So my question is, though, if we're talking about, like, military aircraft or whatever, like... Didn't Jack, when he was looking at the radar, mention that, like, one craft went from one side of the lake to the other 20 miles in less than a second, which was, what, 72,000 miles an hour, which he compared to, like, flying from New York to L.A. in 2 minutes. So, like, does the military have something that can go that fast? That seems unrealistic.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be time travelers or people from another dimension. That's
all right, solved.
The only two.
Got
the
it done.
Only two explanations.
looks like this case is a wrap, boys.
It's Star Fox.
Yeah,
it's a fox piloting a spacecraft.
Yeah, Pepper. If only. Yeah, Pepper was piloting the craft.
Is that what that game's about?
I mean, one of the bigger things that they mentioned was that 2021 government report where they released all the information about how there were things that they couldn't even identify. The government, all the military
all
records.
Stuff.
That was towards the end. That's what made Jack go back from Atlanta back to Michigan because he was like, oh shit, now it's safe to go back because of that report. I'm not such a weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of the disclosure that literally Tom DeLonge was like helped get disclosed. Like he really was a part of that.
Oh, he really was? Is that true or are you just saying that?
No, I swear. Yeah.
Because you like his
shoes. To the stars. To the Stars Academy. Dude, I honestly, To the Stars Academy, which is his like UFO research organization or whatever you want to call it, all their merch is fucking sick. I want
it's fire.
It's fire, dude. But yeah, no, he's like a legit ufologist. It's fucking weird.
That's cool.
So I'm cruising one of the many Reddits on this story that isn't necessarily active. It has only like two comments in it. And one person comments that what the guy is talking about is kind of simply hearsay because there's no Reddit radar tapes in existence of what was going on. And the post also goes on to kind of like suspect of like what's really going on, because he also describes that the FAA radars were unable to do some of the things that the Weather Channel radars can do, which you would think the FAA radars would be able to do the same as the National Weather, seeing aircraft kind of need to know where weather is, because that could affect how aircraft fly.
Wait, so you're saying the FAA didn't see anything odd, or what?
Yeah, the FAA radar saw nothing. It was only the National Weather Service radar that picked up the stuff.
Yeah, but that's still a nationally used radar system.
Yeah, and also that could just be...
It's not like Jack's backyard radar, like fucking around with his kids, you know? Like, that's a fucking... Like, the country uses that shit. The 911 called the guy. He's got some clout.
Jerry tipped the dish up another 6 degrees.
Yeah, he's trying to get the Spice Channel from space.
The Spice Channel.
It really has. Try to unscramble that shit, yeah.
It's hard.
I don't know. Like, that whole... The radar doesn't... The footage doesn't exist, so it's all hearsay. It's like, yeah, but that 911 call exists.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, who...
You think, a cop and him were in, like, cahoots? You know, they had nothing better to do?
The guy was just like, oh, what is this? He's going to improv classes on the side, so he's just like, he just started yes-anding the cop. He's like, this is weird.
Yeah, these bright lights. My radar is acting funky.
You know, I am seeing something weird. Huh? Am I doing good?
I'll see you at the bar after this. We'll talk it over.
The poster goes on.
See how it went.
The person who posted this goes on to say that they've been working with radars professionally since the 1970s. And has admitted at times have seen something similar to this, not necessarily this, but like similar events that attributed to just radar failure. And the person basically closed out their post by saying, just because someone says they're an expert in their field doesn't make them infallible in their field.
So kind of like what Dave said earlier about the possibility of those three aircraft like following the radar, like fitting inside the border in a triangle formation, like could that be a glitch? I guess that's not impossible, you know?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say how that kind of software works, but it just seems too weird. Like it's falling. It's like, whoop, whoop.
Like they were using Windows 95.
That's why.
Not even.
No.
Not 94. They weren't.
Yeah.
It was Windows 2.
They had the 2.0. Exclusive preview.
They had the sample disc, yes. It was the new radar app.
With 100 free hours of AOL.
Yeah.
And a demo of SimCity.
Oh, SimCity.
The radar guy had to reinstall every 100 hours so he could keep using the free promo code.
Oh, poor Jack.
There's just
get his name right?
Radar 94 discs scattered all around the office.
Did you ever use those?
Oh, absolutely. Discs?
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
I never used
my parents didn't want to pay for that shit.
I guess dude,
when it first came out, I had like a new email address every 150 hours.
Oh, damn.
Wait for that new disc with the code in.
I would wonder why my friends would change their screen names. Like,
see, I don't see, like that part of it. I don't remember having to change my screen name to continue. I just remember having to like pump in more hours, like putting in like quarters into a phone booth. But like, I still got to use.
I didn't know how that works.
my Blinko 7 AOL at AOL email.
What I would do is just use the every time I would get the disc full. That said like you got 100 free hours. I would just start a whole new account so I could use 100 free hours in one.
Yeah, see, I only remember having one screen name, but I did use those discs. So, I mean, I don't know what happened.
That's cool.
Maybe you didn't have to do that in hindsight.
Yeah, maybe I didn't have to do that. Maybe I had an I did an extra step that didn't have to be done. But
maybe it took a few extra 100 steps.
That's so weird. I mean, also, just think about it. Like, maybe there was already a supervisor there. Someone saying, like, oh, there's some weird shit on the radar. Just don't say anything about it.
Supervisor Leo.
Or else you'll be ridiculed. No, for the air traffic, the people, the
FAA.
The FAA, yeah. Maybe they had someone there to just, like, before they could even make the complaint, just be like, you want to be, like, ridiculed? And
hey, just let Jack take the fall on this one, all right?
You want to move to Georgia?
Jack's going to fall on a sword for everybody.
Yeah, it seems like he did.
The proverbial alien sword.
The only person he really wants to fall for is the MUFON agent.
Mm.
Oh. They just want to have sex.
Get it. Yeah.
The way her hair and eyes lit up in that Waffle House. Yeah.
The weatherman.
Damn, it was a... They did a bang bang. It started out at Denny's and now it's at a Waffle House.
Yeah. Got to keep it moving. It is the Midwest. Damn.
We're shipping them a little too hard, but
they're doing a tour of all the great breakfast spots.
They're gonna go to gyms in San Antonio.
Perkins.
Bob Where's Evans. That place that we went to?
There it is, Bob Evans.
What's the place we went to? We went to that diner. Remember, we went to that pretty tasty diner when we got
in New York
drunk at that bar. Yeah, last summer.
It was called the Remedy.
Oh, yeah, that was some tasty shit.
That's a good fucking diner. 24 hours and I think on Houston Street.
I was a bad boy and I got a burger with a big old sloppy egg on it, right?
It's the cowboy Sounds burger.
Good. Oh, yeah. When in New York, get a cowboy burger.
That was a fun night. That was good.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was last June.
We had lots of light beers.
I think we were drinking Pabst. I think it was a Pabst night.
Oh, yeah. So something cheap.
That bar is great. The Parkside Lounge.
Oh, yeah. And then you sent us that picture of it from like 40 years before that or something.
Yeah, like some Instagram account I followed. Those like New York storefronts like through the years. And like that was featured one day. Yeah. It's a great spot.
But yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything else in your notes? I'm trying to.
He has my car. Jack was driving my 2012 Ford Escape.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a small world.
That's one of my last notes. I mean, it was at my actual car. He stole it.
He stole it.
I was looking for my car, and I found it when I started watching tonight's episode.
He was also laughed out of Staten Island, and then he took your car with him?
Yeah. Fuck. I mean, that's he stopped here on the way back from Atlanta and then went west.
That makes sense.
Michigan. It's all tracking.
Yeah. It's a perfect line.
They had some guy, William Konkoleski, but he was like the UFO guy, but I think he was the one, he was also part of the MUFON, but I don't think he really added anything of substance except for like, oh, the only thing he did say was that they can usually explain like 85 to 90% of like all the cases or the calls that they get about UFO sightings, but like the rest of them, you know, the other 5 to 10%, they're just, you know, they're the most interested in.
Yeah, he seemed like a higher up at MUFON, right?
Yeah, the big cheese.
And then who was the guy who got the 911 tape? I don't know. Was he? Oh, he was a reporter, right? He was a reporter.
Yeah.
Who knew it was that simple where you could just be like, hey, I'm a reporter. Give me all your 911 calls.
Oh, Walsh, journalist.
At first, I thought that was Jack again. And then I was like, oh, shit, no, that's a different guy. Yeah, you just give a reporter 911 calls. I mean, I guess, yeah, that's what you do in a small town, probably.
Yeah, he was like, oh, it's 1994, so I took my cassette device, and you're like.
Yeah, he did that too. It's like, shit, man, we're all.
I mean, he's older than me. How do you not know it's a fucking cassette player?
Cassette player.
Come on. He said that, and I kind of like looked up. I was eating food, and like I looked up, I went, did he just say cassette device? Oh fuck!
That's exactly what we did.
It's like who do you think is listening? Like, yeah, tape player. We got it.
It wasn't a Victrola. It was a fucking cassette player.
The whole seeing one UFO and it splitting off into many, I feel like, is so. That's like, I don't know. So many people have seen that in different places.
Yeah, but it's still cool.
The Phoenix Lights was really similar too.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's just, it's so weird. Like, you know, it's like, I don't know. I love when a lot of people see it. The Phoenix Lights is another good one because that's just, there's so many.
Yeah.
So many.
I love pretending to see things in the sky when I go to Phoenix. It just makes it fun.
We went to, yeah, just looking up even though there's nothing there. I think the weirdest thing I've ever seen is the Marfa lights, but those are always there. Just kind of since, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years, just, you know.
Swamp gas.
Shut the fuck up. There's no swamps. It's a desert.
You looked at him so rude.
Shut the fuck up.
So mean.
Shut the fuck up. It's like, a swamp.
You looked at him with the face.
Sarin gas.
Don't tell me about swamp gas. What else is your Reddit?
How dare you?
Destroy. What else is your Reddit?
The dead Reddits playing tonight.
The dead Reddit. That is a great, yeah, that's a good band name. The dead Reddits. The dead Reddits tonight at Whiskey A Go Go. Opening up for Cigarettes After Sex.
That's another good name.
Fuck.
Damn.
Well, that's a real band. Oh, okay. Sort of. It's just like a guy who sings real high.
Enjoy cigarettes after sex.
Probably.
Yeah. I'll say.
I've had sex with him. He does.
Isn't he from here?
Yeah. Greg. I don't know his last name, but I never met him. Met him a couple times when I was real young. Yeah, he'd been at it for a while. Mondo was definitely in. Mondo was a child in the area in Chicago, so he may have seen the lights, or he was just down the road, probably.
No, it's because we were driving back home and it was dark. I don't even know if it was the same time period.
March 8th, 1994?
Yeah. Well, 94, I was 6 years old, but I remember like seeing some weird shit in the sky over the lake, and it was dark. And I asked my parents, and they're like, oh, that's just over there, the Navy doing something over at Navy Pier. And I was just like, I was a little kid, so I don't know. Could have been. Who knows?
It could have just been like a helicopter.
I think this all checks out.
I could have just been very high.
You were just a stone six-year-old,
yeah.
Damn, Chicago's crazy.
South side.
South side.
Just getting stoned south side of Chicago? Yeah. Six-year-olds?
There you go. What a time to be alive.
Damn. Love the 90s.
The fucking, I mean, shit, yeah. The Bulls were kings.
The bowl cut was flying.
No, the Bulls.
The Chicago Bulls.
Oh.
I said the bowl cuts.
Oh, bowl, bowls and bulls.
Bowls and bulls.
Chicago 94, bowls and bulls as far as the eye can see.
I actually got to watch Jordan and Pippen play when I was a little kid. My dad took me to one of the games. It was pretty awesome.
Damn. Yeah, that was, I mean, that's the last time I followed basketball.
Green Day and Dookie was selling millions.
Oh, millions.
Millions. 94.
Millions.
I have a Dookie shirt that I got recently and it immediately shrunk. I wore it twice. It's great.
I'll take it.
Did you put it in the dryer or did you hang dry first?
I put it in the dryer like a dummy. Yeah. What a
fucking asshole.
I know. It's not like it was like a cool vintage. I got it at Kohl's. Got it at Kohl's. But I still like that album. I watched one Green Day video on YouTube and it just won't stop showing me Green Day concerts now.
That's a good way to live.
Yeah. It depends what year it is. Really. Yes.
Anything prior to 2004.
I remember watching their high school performances on YouTube. Like there's video footage of them in high school playing and I was like, what the fuck? They're really good.
I remember when I was like 14 or 15 years old. I mean, I'm a little bit older, but when I was like 15 years old, they had a website and you were able to order bootleg videos. Bootleg VHS was called Brown Label. That wasn't like brownlabel.com. It was like just like the name of the people that did it. And damn, I remember I bought Green Day. They played March of 94 at City Gardens, which is a venue that used to be here in Trenton, New Jersey. And then I got another one of them playing in Milwaukee. And I fucking paid like $40 for each one. You know, my mom fucking gave me money and I sent $80 in an envelope. and like mailed it to these people, and they mailed me two video cassettes like a month later. Holy it was shit. Great.
That's awesome.
But like now, like, I mean, you're talking about watching them play on YouTube. I'm like, how fucking easy it is now. Everything's up there.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I'm not, you know, surprising anybody here by saying that YouTube is incredible, but like I fucking bought those tapes and now I could just save it in my favorites on my YouTube account. It's just wild.
The length you had to go to get those
and
tapes.
I couldn't wait to get them. And I watched them 100,000 times and because I had nothing else to watch. Like now I'd probably watch 6 minutes of it and then go to the next one. Go to the next one.
Definitely.
I think they had like Woodstock 94, 96 or 95 or some shit. And it was Green Day playing. And
that was 94 they played. Yeah. That was the big one with the mud fight and, you know, they got tackled. Yeah. They only played half a set. They actually put that record on vinyl.
Oh, that's super
cool.
Wow.
It was called Woodstock 94 and it's a Dookie cover, but it's got like tape on it and mud, you know, like art. So like, it's like Dookie, but it's covered. It's neat.
Covered in Dookie?
Covered in Dookie. Yeah.
Dan also had those. He had the old Unsolved Mysteries on tapes that did you get those on the internet too?
I got them on the internet. It wasn't eBay. It was like some kind of like dark eBay. And like, before they started streaming Unsolved Mysteries on Amazon and then YouTube
they were
or whatever.
DVDs, right?
Yeah. I got 16 burned DVDs and they were ripped from somebody's VHS collection. And each tape had like 7 hours on it. And there's 16 discs. Damn. And I would watch those religiously. And then eventually they put out six like official Unsolved Mystery DVD volumes. Like one was a ghosts box set. One was an unexplained death box set, whatever. They put out six of them. One was Legends, you know, Treasure.
Oh, yeah. Urban Legends.
And then eventually they started streaming
fucking
them.
Treasure.
But there are a couple of, I can't think of them now, but I'm sure you can look it up. But there are a couple of cases that are not on streaming because the families didn't approve.
Oh, shit.
Or the case was solved and like they don't, you know, whatever. They just don't want it. They don't want it viewed or talked about anymore. So there are some cases or updates on those bootleg discs that haven't seen the light of day since they were on like whatever Lifetime in 2002 or, you know, whatever.
There was a Facebook a group and this guy would post episodes like in order, like from VHS rips. And there was, cause I was hunting down this, a friend of ours was telling us about this, like, satanic grandma who like murdered a kid or like I don't know if she like murdered the grandson but I don't know she was like he was like and I had to like I found the case I found it eventually but yeah because it was this weird fuck I wish I was still part I'm probably still part of that Unsolved Mysteries group but somebody would just post the actual episodes like every day so you can just go back like and see everything on Facebook.
Yeah, see that's cool.
Also the streaming's pretty convenient as well.
Oh, it's great.
And that's what we covered because everyone else.
But I used to love it too because like those Unsolved Mysteries burned discs were just like the tracking was good. And then like some of the voices would be skewed. Like it would like kick into it like a case and you'd see the tracking bar go because it's actual rip of somebody's VHS. So like I can't adjust it. It's a DVD. So like you'd see like, the tracking like go and you hear Robert Stack's voice go like, September 10th, 1988, and like you're like, oh shit, like it's like really extra creepy. And in the bottom right corner, you'd see like NBC San Francisco, like fucking stamped because like that's what it aired on or whatever, you know, like
Was there commercials?
No, you'd see like a commercial start and then it get cut off.
And then it just cuts.
So it would show like the Unsolved Mysteries like in between commercials logo, and then like you'd see like someone eating a fucking Wendy's burger. And then it would cut. And then it would cut really quick. And then like
the 90s burger.
Yeah,
they just looked better.
You see, young Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas with a full head of brown
bush.
Fro.
Yeah. Wow.
But full bush.
I still have those discs. I haven't played them in years, but they came shipped in Ziploc bags, and I still have them.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
I'll post a picture of it later on, or I'll send it to you guys to post.
Yeah, for sure, do that. Oh, I'm trying to think. There was an old Unsolved Mysteries that we did not that long ago, where a bunch of people in one town saw. What was it? Was it Phoenix Lights? Did they do Phoenix Lights?
Are you talking like the Netflix ones, or are you talking about the
no, the '90s one? I don't think it was Phoenix.
I want to say did make a Phoenix Lights episode, I remember watching one like on YouTube, and I think they did.
I know if I look back on the Instagram, I could find it because it wasn't that long ago. But there were some cool visuals of like a fucking like sunset and like a family in a parking lot, like looking at all these UFOs.
I think I know which one you're talking about. I just can't think of which one, but I think I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good classic UFO one for Unsolved Mysteries, even though I can't think of it. But yeah, I don't know, man. These weird light up carnival like UFOs that are one and then split into many.
It was an interesting episode.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining. It was like what you want in an Unsolved Mysteries episode.
That story has been used many times where someone sees like UFOs and then they split into multiple, like David said. I think,
what is that shit, man?
Everyone uses that.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just because everyone sees that and it's like,
unless that's something that these things are doing. That's all they do.
It's an optical every sighting.
Illusion. Yeah.
I feel it's like that's like what makes it unbelievable, right? Like once you hear that part of it, you can see them go top speed, change, you know, elevations. Yeah. But I feel like once you hear that it breaks into four and like vanishes, you go like, it can't be real. Like now it's like fucking wild.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well,
what about if it's just some asshole with some fancy like laser pointer who's just like trying to confuse us all like we're dumbass cats? Like
the guy that sat next to George in the movie theater in Seinfeld.
Yeah. Exactly.
The laser's not funny. I'm funny. Yeah. The episode was fun. It was, just, but in the end, you know, Jack's got high pants and a weird back hair.
Yeah,
he loves Virginia, and he saw some shit, and he's afraid of paper plates. It's basically the summary of all this, right? Would you guys agree?
Yeah, or? I think so. Yeah,
I agree.
He's scared of paper plates for sure. That's the main thing.
It was a short one too. I don't know how long the other ones were, but this was like 45 minutes.
The first one was shorter.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, okay, I didn't see it. Yeah.
Yeah, the first one's a little short. Yeah, well, the first one there's not really a lot, and same thing with this one. Once you just. They just interview a bunch of people. But yeah, I think we talked about all the witnesses and stuff like that. It's cool that it's kind of cool seeing that lady return to the place that, you know, the MUFON lady returned to.
You can see how many notes I had. So.
Oh, wow.
They're all spoken for. There's not one.
Nice. Nice. Well, we covered it all then.
There's not one note unturned.
Yeah, I liked seeing the MUFON agent return and talk to some people that she wasn't able to talk to back in the day. So what she referred to Jack as the he was the weatherman, or was that the mom? The mom of the family. Oh, she got to meet them too.
Yeah, well, she met. Yeah, well, they showed Jack hang out with Holly Graves and the family, right? No, that was another woman. Yeah. Somebody was talking to, right? There was a woman talking that she was just like. She said something about some witness, but I don't remember her from any other part of the show.
Yeah, he meets up with MUFON lady, and then he meets up with that lady and her husband. But I just like that they all saw the same thing, and the cop too.
Oh yes, they did show him talk to the woman, the Holly, because he goes, I don't want. She goes, I saw UFOs, and he was like, she's like, what did you see? He's like, well, I don't want to say UFOs because I don't want to sound like a kook. So he kind of like stopped himself. Yeah. Remember? Yeah.
Remember we were talking about it? You're like, that's a, yeah.
What did I say?
You're like, it's a, you're like, you got really mad. You're like, it's unidentified. It's flying. Oh, it's an object.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's like, I saw a UFO. And it's like, yes, like that's the one thing we do know, but that's like, it's such a vague term. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, that was a fun one. Fuck, what's the next one? What's next week? I don't know. There's a lot of ones this season. I think there's is it the bodies in the body in the bag?
Let the bodies in the floor. I think I saw nine, right? Are there nine of them for volume three? Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, there's nine.
That's a lot, yeah.
And they're pretty good. The last one's my favorite. Oh, the last one's really good. Actually, the Navajo Rangers one and the last one.
What's the name of the last one? Was it episode 9 or is that? Yeah.
Yeah, episode 9. That one's incredible. I can't wait to talk about that one.
I'm going to watch the first one and then listen to you guys talk about it because I didn't listen to your new one yet. That's out today, by the way.
Dan, yeah, you can check it out. Dan, it was he found a really good article that kind of had filled in some gaps of the information, because, you know, it's a case about a girl who mysteriously died. It could have been suicide, but her parents don't think it was. But I don't know. There's a lot of information we found out that might, make it lean towards less of a mystery than it really is. But it's still weird and mysterious.
I guess you could say I filled in a lot of holes.
Yeah, you filled in those holes.
So did Jack.
So did Jack. Yeah. And that's, well, yeah, that was good. That's where we're.
Oh, so yeah, next week is Bodies in Bags.
Oh my god,
that sounds like a very nice one.
Body in Bags.
Body in Bags. I think, yeah, that's about, yeah, that one's fucking sad and wild.
That's someone. Crazy. That's something that you can get into.
Yeah.
Oof. Sorry. Yikes.
Yeah.
Some of these titles are kind of whack, like Body in Bay.
Boat in, and then there's Body in Bay, Boat in Body in Bay.
Boat the in Ghost body. In Apartment 14.
That's the best one.
Which one was it called, Dan?
I think it's the Ghost.
Ghost in Apartment 14.
Oh, that sounds like I might like that one.
That episode's about how this single parenting ghost is just trying to make rent. And oh. The landlord wants to evict him from the apartment.
So it's like a sitcom, or like with a laugh track and an audience about a ghost. Yeah, sign just me up.
Trying to haunt his way through life.
Yeah, he works from home, obviously, because he's a ghost. Trying to make ends meet.
I mean, the names can't be any worse than like the ones that they name the
ones, old ones,
the ones on like YouTube or Amazon, like the names of those episodes, like they don't name the episode, they name the rough segments within the episodes, and they're fucking so ridiculously short.
It's like Lost Love UD.
Yes.
Body and Bag.
Miami Vice UD. And you're going like, what?
Wait, what the fuck does that mean? That covers like half of one case.
Yeah. There'll be seven cases, but they'll have names for three. And you're going like, okay, great. Where's the rest? Woman Cancer.
Woman Cancer Ghost. UD. Lost Loves.
Bullet Head Body.
Are you actually reading these?
Car Fire Banker. These just sound like,
they sound like screamo bands. That's funny.
Horrified Banker. I like that.
No, what did you say? Horror?
I said Car Fire Banker.
Car Fire Banker. Arson. So I was just thinking of that weird arson video where that guy's like all horny videotaping that burning building.
Oh, I was just thinking like an improv comic, like, all right, I need an object. What is it doing? And a location. Car, fire, bank.
Go. That's funny. Yeah, so we'll be back next week to talk about a really weird, fucked up murder. I think it's one of those, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of those where you're like, you know obviously who it is, but that person is just nowhere to be seen. But I think, yeah, it's a wild one, if it's the one I'm thinking of. But yeah, we'll be back to talk about that. Yeah, if you see anything in the skies, let us know first.
Especially if you live in Michigan, yeah.
Send us an Instagram message and show us the aliens.
Also, if you let us know if you did see a flying object, we promise not to fill your office with paper plates the next day.
Yeah, I think we solved this one too. People saw some weird shit in the skies in 1994.
Good summary.
He makes me so sad when he says that he has to move away from his family.
He came back swinging his dick.
He didn't have to do shit. He didn't have to do shit. He was just a big pussy, fucking afraid of paper plates. He didn't have to go anywhere.
His boss told him to leave town.
He didn't have to.
He could have said, fuck you, boss.
To his head. Yeah, he could have said, fuck you. He started his own company.
Well, to rival the National Weather Service.
Well, shit, come on.
He's like, well, we're the...
Think big.
We're Michael Scott Paper Company. I don't know. It's all like...
The Michael Think Scott big. Paper we're Company of Radar.
We're Jack. Yeah, Jack's Radar Company. yeah, that's funny. Yeah, well, we'll be back next week, guys. Thanks so much for listening to us again. For every mystery, there's someone somewhere who knows the truth. Perhaps that someone is listening. And perhaps that someone is you. Good night and good luck. And, you know, keep your eye on the skies and all that spooky stuff.
Godspeed.
Godspeed. Good hanging with you guys. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was good. Fun stuff.